I know this week you've been taught the message that we call the gospel message. It's a good news message. And tonight there's a verse that I want to turn to, and I'd like you to look at this verse. It asks a question. And this is a question for all of the children, for all of the big people in the meeting, for everybody, for all of us. It says, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? There's another question that comes alongside this question in the Bible, and it's very well known. And it asks the question, what shall it profit a man, or a woman, or a boy, or a girl, if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? And lose his own soul. Boys and girls, you have a soul. Every person in this meeting. And it's the most precious, valuable thing that you're ever going to have. So often, in life, those things that are most precious to us and those things that are most valuable are the things that we forget about and neglect. A lot of the big people in the meeting will know what I mean when I say that. The things that we take for granted, and yet when they're gone, we realize then just how precious and how valuable they really are. But there's nothing more precious to any of us than our own soul. It's priceless. And it will last forever. 1,000 years from now is hard to imagine. But 1,000 years from now, even though you'll not be sitting in this church, your soul will live on. You'll be just as awake, maybe even more awake than you are tonight. Your soul will never die. The Lord Jesus Christ was the first person to tell the story that I'm going to tell to you tonight. It's a story that we read in the Gospels. And he talks about a certain man, and I'm going to show you a picture here, and I want you to think just about this man. This man was a farmer. He owned a lot of land. Any farmers here tonight? There's a farmer there, third row. Good man. Well, there's not too many farmers from where I'm from. But there's plenty of farmers in Northern Ireland. And, well, sometimes the farming trade is supposed to be very hard. It's hard to tell me anyway. It's hard to make money on it. But this fella, he owned land. And he worked that land really well. And the Bible tells us that it brought forth plentifully. In other words, as he worked the land, and he must have had a team of people that worked with him, they had a huge harvest. He was a very successful man. We would maybe perhaps imagine him to be a successful businessman, to use today's language. He had made a lot of money. And boys and girls, there came a point when he had a problem. Here was his problem. You'd say maybe this is a good problem to have. There we go. He had so much of a harvest. So many things that came in from the land that he had worked. He didn't know where to put it. He was running out of space. He had no room. Do you see that problem? That's a common problem today with people. Especially today. So often today in our lives, we run out of room, don't we? You go home and have a wee look around the house, and you maybe find your mommy's stuff, and she moves it from this cupboard to that cupboard. Then she moves it from that room to another room. And then it gets stuck up in the loft. And then before you know it, the loft's full. We're always moving stuff around with so much stuff. But you know what? Sometimes the problem that we have is in our life, we don't have enough room for everything. And there's things that we always intend to do and things that we'd always like to do, but we don't seem to ever have room for them. We can't fit them all in We have to have a look at our diary and say, I don't know if I could do that or not. I'd love to do that. I'd love to go there, but I don't have time. And there's often good intentions. We hope to do things. We intend to do things. And that's true of all of us, everybody here. There doesn't seem sometimes just to be enough room. One of the things in our lives, very often, that we intend to do something with, you see, is our soul. Sometimes, we don't always get to come to church, but now and again we do, or now and again we hear somebody preaching, and we're reminded that we have a soul. And we always intend to fit in sometime to do something about that. We're reminded about the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we always intend to do something with Jesus. But very often there's no room. And you know what? Before you know it, the years go by. There's some people, boys and girls, that are in this meeting tonight. And they're sitting round the sides here perhaps. And they're looking down at you saying, I remember when I was that age. I remember when I went to holiday Bible clubs. I remember when I went to Sunday school. I remember whenever I was small. And now they're big. And they're old. Some of them are 30. Boys and girls, you know what? The years go by so fast. They go by so quickly. Well, you see this fella. His problem was he had no room for all of his wealth. All of the fruit that he brought from the land. He didn't know where to put it. So he began to think. He had a wee idea. Wonder, boys and girls, what you would think. Wonder what your ideas might be. If this had been you, if you'd have been in his shoes, and you'd have run out of room, I wonder what you would have been thinking. What would have been in your head? What would have been your ideas? Well, this fella, he began to think. I've no room. And I need to find somewhere to put this stuff. What will I do? Let me tell you something. Do you see your head? What do you hear this now? Do you see your head when it comes to thinking some thoughts? Your head is connected to what's in your heart. Now, if there's any doctors in the meeting want to come and ask me about that later, you can come and see me. I'll give you the answer from this book. What's in your head and what you think is connected to what's in your heart. You see, sometimes we don't think the right things because our hearts are wrong. We don't think the right things because our hearts are wrong. You could be in the meeting tonight. Maybe your heart's not right. And you'll think the wrong things. And you'll think the wrong things about the Bible. You'll think the wrong things about the gospel because your heart is wrong. There's a man in the Bible. His name was Peter. There was a time in his life when his heart wasn't right. And God spoke to him. And God changed him. And God saved him. And there came a point in his life when he was speaking to another fella. And he came to this fella one day. And he said, thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Your heart is not right. And do you know what happened? The fella was thinking the wrong things. And it was because his heart wasn't right. Well, boys and girls, this man's heart wasn't right. We know that. And I'll show you how we know that in a few moments. Well, what happened was, God, who's able to read the mind. You know God can see what you're thinking tonight. That can be a scary thought sometimes. We always like to think that our heads, nobody else can see what's going on inside them. Nobody knows what we're thinking. God can read us. Knows exactly what we're thinking. Knows our thoughts all the time. Even knows our dreams when we're sleeping. Well, God is able to tell us, you see, boys and girls, what this man was thinking. And this was his thought. He decided, I'm going to pull down my barns, I'm going to just demolish them, knock them down. And I'm going to build greater. I'm going to build big warehouses. Big barns to put all my stuff in. Boys and girls, listen. He had great ideas, this fella. He was going to make all this space to put in all of the fruit. And all of that stuff could be sold. And he'd make all of this money. He'd made it. He was going to be successful. He had great plans. He never once thought about asking God what to do. But he had all of these great plans in his mind. He was going to build. Here's how he worked it out. He decided, you see, if I put all this stuff into the store, and I keep it, and I sell it, and I sell it over time, then what that means is, over time, well, I won't have to work anymore. I'll be able to retire. I'll be able to retire. Anybody here retired? Nobody. Anybody's mom and dad retired? Maybe granny and granda. Yeah? I would love to retire, but I can't retire just yet. You know what? This fella had all his plans. He was going to retire. He was thinking, you know, I've got all this money for many, many years. He had all his plans worked out. Boys and girls, I want to say this to you tonight. Do you see each one of you? I'm looking at, I don't know too many people here. I'm looking at your faces. You see me? Looking at your faces. And you see, when I look down and see you, and I see the parents that have brought you in here tonight, the workers, and where you live and everything, you know what? You have got great potential. That means that, well, God willing, as the years go by, your life could be a really important life. There's all kinds of things you could do. It could be really special. It could be really exciting. You could do well. Someday you could earn a lot of money. But you know what, boys and girls? I want you tonight to lift your mind a little bit higher. For all of the visitors, the friends that are in the night, that's all. Just forget about all the things in this world for a wee minute, and all the money in the cars and the houses and all the things that we think about spending money on. Just let's lift our minds a little bit higher. Remember, we've got a soul. You've got a soul. And that soul is going to last forever. And it needs to be saved. You've a soul to be saved. You see, boys and girls, last week at the Holiday Bible Club, Uncle Everett, as he spoke each day, he reminded us about the Lord Jesus Christ and about how he came to this earth. God sent him to come and to die upon a cross, to shed his blood, to pay a price. God sent the most precious thing that he had. He sent his son so that he could save the most precious thing that you have, your soul. He came so that we could be saved. You see, boys and girls, this fella here, he had all his plans. You know what he was thinking? Here's what he said. Here's how he reasoned things out. He said, soul, he even knew he had a soul because he spoke these words to himself in his own mind. He said, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. He had it all planned out. And boys and girls, you know what? In many ways, it's good to plan. But we can take things for granted. We can say, I'm going to do this. Tomorrow I'm going to do that. And this is going to happen. When I'm big, I'm going to be this and I'm going to be that. And it's good, you know, to have plans. And it's good in many ways to have ambition. But listen, do you see, if you skipped over the fact that you have a soul, you've made a mistake. Friends in this meeting tonight, visitors, family members, parents, you're so welcome to be here tonight. And I know that maybe you're a visitor and maybe you'll not be back next week. I hope you do come back next week. But let me say this to you. Your soul is as precious as anyone else's here. And the Lord Jesus Christ has an interest in you. And no matter what the circumstances are in your life, He can save you. And He can change you. And we heard that out of this group of children, there were children that came and trusted in Jesus this past week. Listen, He's a Savior who is able to save all that come to Him. Boys and girls, this man with all his plans, here's what he didn't realize. He didn't realize that that very night was the night that he was going to lose his soul. That he was going to be called from this life to stand before the judgment seat of God. You know, it's a sad, sorry subject to talk about with children, but you know, we all need to know it. One day we're going to meet God because we're going to die. Death comes. It comes to all. It comes to everyone. And we could spend our lives doing all of the things that we do and forget about that precious soul that God wants to save. And let me say to you, boys and girls, older folks in the meeting, you see, if you die the way this man died, if you die unprepared, your soul will be lost in God's eternity. That's not because I say it. It's because the book that God sent us to read says it. This is His message to you and I. If you're not prepared, if you're not ready, you'll be lost for all eternity. You know, boys and girls, people prepare for things. Your mom and dad, if they're going to go to work tomorrow, they'll prepare for that. When you're going back to school between now and September, I know it's an awful thing to say to you, but you'll be going back to school. And you know what you have to do between now and then? You have to go and buy all this stuff. School uniform, pencils, pencil case, school bag. You have to prepare. And people prepare for all kinds of things. You know what happens? You know what your mom and dad does? I hope to do this anyway. See, if they have a car, they have what's called insurance. Right? They're supposed to. They have insurance. Do you know what that's for? What do you need insurance for? You need it if you have an accident. It's in case you have an accident. You get insurance. And then you get insurance for your house. In case you have a leak in the house. Or in case somebody breaks in. Or in case something gets damaged. They have all these things prepared in case. In case something happens. But you know what? You have insurance. And then you have what's called assurance. And you know what the difference is? You get insured in case something happens, but you need assurance for those things that we know will definitely happen. You have what's called life assurance, not insurance, assurance. Life assurance, because you know one day life will end. And so people make plans. Boys and girls, as we finish tonight, let me say to you, the greatest assurance policy that you will get is from God's word. And it tells us, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You know what God wants to do tonight? He wants to give to you assurance. He wants to give to you the assurance tonight that you're going to heaven, that your soul is saved. And you see tonight, as you go, you can have that assurance. You can be prepared. You can be ready. You can know that you've prepared for the day that you're going to meet God. You know, boys and girls, the man that the Lord Jesus spoke about, he died without preparing. But we can prepare tonight. We can be ready. The Bible tells us that we brought nothing into this world. And it's certain that we can bring nothing out. But you see, if you come to Jesus tonight, if you give your life to Him, you can be sure of a home one day in heaven. We're going to have a wee word of prayer, and after that I'm going to hand back over to the Reverend Elliot. Let's just close our eyes, bow our heads. I want to thank you for listening so well. Can I say to you tonight, if there's a boy or a girl, or even a mum or a dad, or a visitor, a friend, member of the family, you're here tonight, and you know you don't have that assurance of salvation. You haven't made preparation for your soul. You see, tonight, come and speak to us. Come and speak to the Reverend Elliot or one of maybe the other workers that you've become familiar with this week at the Holiday Bible Club. And come and talk to us, and we'll explain to you what God has done and how God wishes to give to you that assurance of salvation. How He wants to save your life and how your life can be delivered. Father, we pray tonight you'll bless every boy and girl. We thank you for them. We thank you for all of the bigger people that are in the meeting. We thank you, Lord, for the precious souls that are represented here tonight. And we pray that through your word you'll speak to hearts and help young and old to come and to put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the only Savior of men and women and boys and girls. In His name we pray. Amen.